Hello and welcome to our midweek reflection on Wednesday the 10th of June. Over the next 8 weeks in our online Sunday services, we're going to be looking at some really important words from the Gospel of John. The I am sayings spoken by Jesus to reveal to us a clearer picture of his identity, character and purpose. These are phrases like, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's always good to return to these words that are so foundational to the Christian faith to remind even those of us who have been disciples of Jesus for 60, 70, 80 years what and who we actually believe in and follow. I'm also excited because this Sunday series will be going out online, and this is a great opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with others, with family and friends, with those in our community and further afield who don't know Jesus for themselves. And so I ask that you would pray that God would use this time to build our faith and that others will come to know the truth and that the truth will set them free. In today's midweek reflection, I want us to begin to prepare our hearts and minds for this series that we're going to be starting on Sunday. And I want to pose to us today a question that Jesus asked to his disciples. Who do you say that I am? This question can be found in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 18, which I'm going to read to you now. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." So Jesus begins this passage by asking the question, who do people say the Son of Man is? This isn't a direct question to the disciples about their beliefs, but it's asking them about wider society. Who do the people around you say that I am? For the disciples, they perhaps would have thought of the religious and political leaders of their day. They would have also thought about the Jewish people who they met in the temple, on the streets, or down by the lake as they were fishing. What do these people say about the identity of Jesus? The response was varied. Some said John the Baptist, some said Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Clearly, by the names that are mentioned, Jesus was recognised by many in their society as someone of significance. But none of these answers went to the depth of the true identity of Jesus. You could say that the people offering these answers knew of Jesus, but they didn't really know Jesus. They may have heard some of his teaching, they may have seen him perform a miracle, but they still didn't know him well enough to understand the depth of his character. They didn't have a relationship with him. So Jesus then asked his disciples more directly, "What about you? Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answers first, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replies, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Simon Peter, who was one of Jesus' closest followers and friends, when asked this same question, was able to identify Jesus for who he really is, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It wasn't simply his knowledge of the teachings of Jesus or the miracles he had observed or anything else that he'd seen Jesus do. Rather, it was his depth of relationship with Jesus and his trust in God that led him to identify Jesus. Peter was far from the perfect disciple. Even after this occasion, he denied knowing Jesus three times to avoid the same fate of crucifixion. But despite this, Peter was a true disciple. He didn't just know of Jesus and the things that Jesus had done, but he truly knew Jesus and was able to give an answer that others could not give. If we were to ask the society around us, who is Jesus? We'd probably get all kinds of answers. Some would be very negative, a madman or a fraud who lived 2,000 years ago. Some people may recognise Jesus as someone significant, but not go as far as calling him God or Messiah. They might say he was a teacher, a prophet, or a good person who stood up for justice. But I doubt we would get many people outside of the church today who would say that Jesus is their Messiah and would actually want to follow him as God. And so it becomes very difficult for us as Christians to share our faith in a culture that seeks to water down the true identity of Jesus and refuses to recognise him as God and King. And so where might be a good starting point for us in living as true followers of Jesus today? Not just being able to recognise Jesus, but being able to share our faith with others. Well, a good place to start, particularly as we approach this new series, would be to ask ourselves the question that Jesus posed to his disciples. Who do you say that I am? Not people who you work with, not your family and friends, not even people at church or me as your minister. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you as an individual, what do you as an individual believe about the identity and character of Jesus? Exploring this question may lead you to other questions that can be explored in your home groups, or feel free to contact me to talk things through. This may lead you to want to not just know of Jesus, but to actually know and follow him more. This may actually lead you to see perhaps that you've been watering down some of the things that you believe about Jesus. And there are people here at Runton Baptist Church who can help and guide you in your faith. It's okay to have questions and even doubts as we approach this new series, looking at the I Am sayings of Jesus. But my prayer is that as we explore more and more who Jesus is and what he came to earth for, we will begin to grow in our faith and in our knowledge and love of Jesus, not just as a teacher or a prophet, but as our Messiah, as our God, and as our friend, and that we will follow him every day of our lives. And so may God bless you this week and as we continue this journey of faith together.